Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take articles, research, all our notes, and really boil them down to the essentials for you. Think of it like getting the core insights, you know, fast. We try to make it informative, maybe find some surprising bits, and hopefully keep you hooked. Today, we're actually diving into something really fundamental if you love tea.
Oh, yeah.
The teapot. I mean, choosing the right one, it's not just about looks, is it? It can genuinely make or break your whole tea experience.
It really can.
And we're going to look at three main types today: Yixing, porcelain, and ceramic.
It's so true, though. The teapot is often like the unsung hero.
Right.
Yeah, its impact is really underestimated. We focus so much on the leaves, the water temp, but the actual pot, it has this quiet influence. So this dive is about more than just listing types. It's about understanding the nuances, helping you, you know, find your best brew.
Exactly. So the big question for you listening is, how do you pick the teapot that really fits your own tea habits, your needs? Okay, let's unpack this. So let's kick things off with Yixing teapots. These are the ones you often see linked with tradition.
Right, the classics.
Yeah, they're not just containers. They feel almost alive in a way, part of the journey. They're special because they're made from this authentic Yixing clay, the Zisha clay.
That's key.
And here's the really cool part.
Yeah.
Over time, they actually absorb the tea oils.
They season.
Exactly, which apparently really deepens and enhances the flavor. Plus, they're often handmade, beautiful, intricate designs, real works of art, some of them.
And there's a reason why that clay works like that. It's not just, you know, soaking things up randomly.
Okay.
The specific structure of that Yixing clay, it's porous, it's rich in iron oxides.
Yeah.
It creates this microenvironment inside the pot.
Oh, okay.
And that environment, it subtly refines the tea's natural compounds, the aromatics,
yeah,
over years. It's kind of like aging fine wine, but for your tea. It builds up this complex layer of taste, which makes them perfect for those traditional brews, oolong, black teas, pu'er especially.
So the pot literally changes with how you use it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's like it learns your tea.
In a way, yeah.
Okay, so the pros are pretty clear then. Enhancing flavor. They're durable if you treat them right. Long-lasting and just beautiful objects.
Definitely.
But that absorption thing.
Yeah.
Does that mean there are downsides? Like, what if I like drinking, I don't know, green tea one day and black tea the next?
Wow, yes. That is the crucial point the sources really emphasize.
Right.
That amazing benefit comes with a trade-off. You really do need to dedicate a Yixing pot to one single type of tea, or at least one family of tea.
Ah, okay, so no switching.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Brewing a delicate green tea in a pot seasoned with, say, a strong pu'er, it would just completely overpower the green tea.
Makes sense.
And yeah, while they are durable clay, they're still more delicate than, say, metal or some ceramics.
Yeah.
So careful handling is a must. It's a commitment, you know.
Yeah.
These pots ask for that dedication, but you get that unique flavor evolution in return.
Okay, so Yixing demands a relationship, a dedication. Got it. But what if you're more of an explorer? You want to taste everything without committing a pot for life.
Then you might look towards porcelain.
Right. The elegant ones? These seem like the chameleons, maybe.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
They've got that smooth, non-porous surface, which sounds great for brewing lots of different teas. Right.
Exactly.
They also hold heat pretty well, keep the tea warm, and the designs often really elegant florals or intricate patterns. Very classic.
Porcelain is popular for very good reasons. Mm-hmm. And that neutrality, that's its superpower.
Neutrality?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, it's fired at incredibly high temperatures, right? Mm-hmm. Often over 1200 Celsius.
Wow. Okay.
That process called vitrification makes the clay super dense and smooth. Basically, it seals it completely.
Ah, so nothing gets in or out flavor-wise.
Precisely. Zero flavor absorption, which means it's incredibly versatile. You get the true, pure taste of whatever tea you put in it. Even really delicate white teas or subtle greens, nothing interferes.
All right.
And yeah, visually, they definitely add that touch of grace. Great for afternoon tea, more formal settings.
Okay, that versatility sounds fantastic. So pros, great for all teas, easy to clean, look sophisticated. Are there any downsides at all? Any teas where maybe something else would be better?
Well, elegance often comes with fragility, right?
True.
So you do need to handle them carefully. Definitely something to keep in mind if you're a bit clumsy, like me sometimes.
Blah, fair point.
And while they do hold heat well, the sources suggest maybe not quite as well as a really thick Yixing pot over a very long brewing session.
Okay, a minor point maybe.
Often minor in practice, yeah.
Yeah.
But it does bring up that question for you, the tea drinker. what's your priority? Is it that absolute versatility, or is it peak long-term heat holding for certain styles?
Right. It depends on your habits.
Exactly. Your choice reflects what you value most in your ritual.
Okay, so we've had the dedicated traditionalist's pot and the elegant, versatile one. What about the everyday hero, the reliable workhorse?
Now you're talking ceramic teapots.
These seem to be everywhere. They really stand out as versatile and just practical.
Totally.
You find them in every imaginable color, style, size. They seem to fit in anywhere. And they're known for being pretty durable, heat resistant, good for casual use, but can look nice too, right?
Absolutely. Ceramics are so popular because they kind of offer the best of both worlds.
How so?
They manage to be stylish, functional, and practical, all rolled into one. Their versatility is huge. They handle pretty much any tea you throw at them. Herbal, green, black, white.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. No seasoning needed.
Okay.
They're often the accessible entry point for people getting into tea. But don't underestimate them. Mm. Lots of high-quality ceramic pots perform brilliantly.
Right. So the pros are pretty compelling. Affordable, easy to find, work with all teas, huge variety. Seems almost too easy. Is there a catch? Any drawbacks with ceramic?
It's a fair question. Well, one thing is weight. Some ceramic pots, especially larger ones, can be surprisingly heavy.
Ah, okay. Good point.
And, you know, with anything mass-produced, quality can vary. Lower-end ceramic models might be more prone to chipping over time if you're not careful.
Mm.
It's often that trade-off for getting something affordable.
Right. You get what you pay for sometimes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So connecting it back, ceramic offers fantastic accessibility, broad usefulness.
Mm-hmm.
It's that trusty all-rounder.
Yeah.
But choosing a well-made one is still important for durability.
Okay. That makes sense. So let's try to summarize this. Help people choose based on what we've discussed.
Sounds good.
If you're really into traditional brewing, maybe focusing on oolongs or pu'erh, and you love that idea of a pot that kind of grows with you, Yixing seems like the way to go.
Definitely. For the purist.
Right. Now, if you want something classic, elegant, that looks beautiful on the table and lets you brew any kind of tea without flavor mixing, then porcelain.
The versatile beauty. Mm.
And if what you need most is versatility, practicality... Ceramic is probably your best bet.
That covers it well. And I think the key advice weaving through all our sources is whatever type you lean towards.
Yeah.
Investing in decent quality really does pay off. It just makes for a better, more consistent, and ultimately, I think, more enjoyable tea experience.
Absolutely. Find the right tool for your tea ritual.
Mm.
So yeah, a great teapot really is essential for any serious tea lover or even just someone who enjoys a good cuppa,
yeah.
Whether you're drawn to that unique aging of Yixing, the clean elegance of porcelain, or just the sheer practicality and choice of ceramic, there really is a perfect pot out there for you.
There is.
Happy brewing, everyone. Hope your next cup is fantastic.
And maybe something to ponder. As you choose that pot, think about this. Are you just picking something to hold hot water and leaves?
Mm.
Or are you also choosing, in a way, the rhythm of your quiet moment, the focus you bring to it, beyond just the taste or how it looks? How does that ritual of choosing the right vessel actually deepen our connection to the simple act of making tea?